Good evening, everybody. I know some of you guys are down in Atlantic City, the PVA mini convention. And maybe when you get done and you sober up, you'll be able to see this video. But I'm going to jump on here real quick and talk about something a little off topic because we have a lot of guys from around the country who are tuning into this and now seeing these videos. And I figured let me just switch it up and take it out of New Jersey case law and just give you some tips and tactics from the courses that I teach. And what we're going to talk about today is a very simple one that even a lot of guys still don't know to this day. And that's why we wrote this course. So the newer guys and even some of the seasoned vets really get exposed to some of the tricks of the trade and the things that I came up with over years. But collaboratively, even people who have attended the class have given us tips on what they did to solve some of these problems. Today, we're going to talk about hindering apprehension and the name game, which is a portion of my course that I teach for my 2-day. And what I'm going to tell you today is, one, your first tip is this. When you're talking to somebody and they don't know their social security number, this may be the very clue that you have somebody who's wanted or has an outstanding warrant, or maybe a felony or some kind of fugitive from justice. So when you're asking somebody for their information and they don't know their social security number, and I can go into a lot of other details, but for this video, and I'll come back to that another time, for this video, I'm going to just try a few different things, give you a few different tips. So when you are talking to somebody who's 18 years of age or older, and they don't know their social security number, especially if they have like teardrop tattoos and they're all tattooed up and look like they've been to prison 100 times, you have somebody who's lying about who they are. That's just it. I've had guys who've taken the training. There's a guy out of Hoboken who made the newspaper the next day, sends me the article, and he says, dude, I get called to this thing. They think this guy's selling drugs. And as soon as I ask him that question, what's your social security number? He doesn't know it. He goes, Dennis, I swear to you, I heard your voice in my head, and I knew this guy had warrants. And sure as shit, the guy had warrants. So when you hear those magic words, I don't know my social security number, don't think the person doesn't know their social. They are lying about who they are. You must find out who they are. We are not releasing people until we can find out who they are. Now, there's details and laws on when you can hold and identify people. And again, I can't go into that now. And I can't speak on behalf of the rest of the country. But in New Jersey, there's certain circumstances. If you go back in some videos, there's some circumstances that I spoke about when you can actually hold somebody and identify who they are. Now, here's another trick. Okay. What I would tell people is this. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't find you in the system. I see you have one of these smartphones. Pull up your Facebook account, pull up your Instagram account, or if you have an Apple phone, pull up your iTunes account. I had a guy came to a class and he told me, he's like, dude, I had a guy the other night. I thought he was lying who he is. I saw he had an iPhone. I said, log into your iTunes account and to your, you know, for your account settings. And his name was in there. And I said, well, who's that? He goes, well, I don't know who that, that's like my name, but I don't go by that. And sure enough, the guy had warrants. So good one. You see somebody on a traffic stop or whatever you have him for, and they have a fancy phone or you know, or an iPhone. What a great way. Hey, unlock the phone. Let me take a look. You tell me who you are. Let me see your Facebook page. You'll find out who they are. Don't let people go until you know who they are. And the other last tip I'm going to give you today is be very wary when you are talking with somebody and they don't have a wallet on them, or they have a wallet, but they have no identification in the wallet. You know, they have somebody who has credit card, not even credit cards, maybe like those, like a grocery store card and some other stuff, but nothing that's an identifier to who they are. I've had people when they saw me come in, throw their wallets in the garbage, and then they asked me later on, can I go get my wallet? I threw it in the garbage and I saw you coming. Or a woman, a female who has a full pocketbook, but nothing identifying who she is in the pocketbook. So the wallets, if they don't have a wallet, that's a big clue. I mean, really, who doesn't carry a wallet? I get some people carry cash, but how many adults are not walking around with identification, especially if they're giving you a hard time and you can't figure out who they are? So that's some tips for today. You don't know your social. Be wary of somebody who doesn't have identification on them, especially a wallet with no ID or no ID at all, and a pocketbook with no ID. And also, social media and your iTunes account and this phone is so revealing to find out who somebody is. Now, in the 2-day course that you guys have, thousands of guys have taken, we go into all sorts of kind of interdiction methods and tricks of the trade and how to figure things out. There's just so much involved, but I'm going to try to give it to you guys piece by piece daily. And then hopefully some of you will take the initiative to come to the 2-day course. We are selling out. I mean, we have, we're at 79 for our next class. And that's in 3 weeks and we're at max at 95. So there's only 16 seats left. We're always 100 plus in a class. If you want to get into it, go to streetcoptraining.com. And if anybody begins to like these videos and the stuff that they're hearing, I have plans of expanding throughout the country and traveling and giving all this stuff to guys from other parts. And If you guys have questions, I know somebody wanted me to do a video on money laundering and seizing money. I have to research that a little bit more to give you exact answers. I will never talk about things that I don't know about. So with that being said, you guys need something, reach out to me. I'm always here for you. Have a good night.